This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 436 for Wednesday, June 15th. ICE Canola futures are weaker on Wednesday, turning lower overnight after closing higher yesterday. The July canola contract gives up $12.70 at $1,083.60 per ton. New crop November loses $7.40 at $1,037 per ton. Global crude oil prices are lower today, which is putting pressure on vegetable oils. While Chicago soy meal is on the rise, soybeans and soy oil are lower, and there are declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Manitoba reports spring planting is at 87% complete, gaining 22 points over the week. However, repeated rains have further slowed seeding and will result in unplanted acres. Rain is in the prairie forecast for today, with it ending before the weekend. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.08 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 77.28. The United States Department of Agriculture reports the cancellation of a private sale of 100,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association says 171.07 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in May. That marks a new all-time high for the month. Soy oil stocks are 1.77 billion pounds. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports 1.06 million barrels of ethanol were produced during the week ending June 10th. That's up 21,000 barrels per day. Stocks lost 439,000 barrels, bringing reserves to just below 23.2 million. Cargill says it's shutting down its rapeseed plant in Hull, England. The plant currently processes 7,500 tons per day. Ukraine reports about 5.9 million acres of winter crops will not be harvested this year due to the war. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The July contract is down a nickel at $16.94 per bushel. July soy oil gives up about 6 tenths of a cent at 77 and two-thirds U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal adds $6.50 at $417.50 per short ton. Corn futures are mixed on Wednesday as the July contract gains 6 cents at $7.74 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract losing 5.5 cents at $6.61. The U.S. wheat complex is also lower as Chicago July dips a quarter cent at $10.50. Kansas City July loses 9 cents at $11.33. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gives up a dime at $11.98.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 15th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.